Chinese classics such as the two-stringed erhu and Peking opera don't usually conjure up contemporary melodies of American jazz. But Yang Ying is not your typical Chinese musician. She was raised on Chinese instruments and then took her passion for music to the United States, where she wrapped her roots around a love for American jazz. One Beijing day in the late 1980s started it all.
I had a chance.First, a chance to hear the live jazz and rock music at American Embassy. When I heard that, I was thinking, oh, I have so much in my heart that I was tired about something, and I have felt I have something in my heart that those repertoires cannot really express my feeling. And after I heard those music, I said, oh, this is something that attracted me.Traditional Chinese music combined with this rhythm and improvisation, I think that will be great. So from that time, I have had my dream that to fusion and to combine many different styles of Chinese music with jazz, rock, classical. That's how that started.
But her traditional Chinese music career actually started long before then.Yang Ying grew up in a small town in Henan province, but had anything but the typical childhood of a small town girl. She developed an erhu soloist career that led her around the world, playing for famous presidents even, such as Nixon and Carter. Every morning her father woke her and her brother up at 5 a.m. to go practice in the park so they wouldn't disturb the neighbors.
My father is a strict teacher, and what's the most important thing he taught me is if you want to do something well, you'll have to put your whole heart there. So he wouldn't let me to really go out to play with other girls. So all I was doing is go to school and come back, practice my instrument. It's kind of a hard life, but, after growing up, I really appreciate what my father did.For the family and, of course, me.
She has played for the Central Song and Dance Ensemble of China, and her abilities won her recognition in the book Famous Persons of China in 1996. She also plays bass guitar and keyboard and founded Cobra, China's first all-girl rock band. Critics laud her knack for beautifully weaving improvisation into her musical performance on stage.
So that's why I really wanted to come to America to study, because I think jazz is famous on the improvisation, and I wanted to learn what's that. But after I came to here, I studied for a while, I realized that there are many similarities between traditional Chinese music and American jazz. And if you have the skill, you have...lots of things in your heart, and improvisation is just a natural expression.
Yang Ying's eclectic mesh of many worlds will be returning to China for the first time in 8 years, this September 16th and 17th, with her Ping Pong Jazz Band. She's looking forward to seeing how jazz in China has changed since she left. She hopes to show the younger generation of Chinese that merging cultures is possible through music.
I use a traditional Chinese instrument to play jazz standard. It probably will make people think, oh, jazz is not something that's far away. It's about music, and music is the same everywhere. Music is a universal language, so maybe more people would be more interested in doing this.
Music may be a universal language, but she says that her experience is what drives it.Her most defining quote is, "Life is the input and music is the output." For CRI, I'm Andrea Hunt.